Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show, Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting you live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. Said no one today. Live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It's a Monday, June 3rd, 2024. What are you doing over there?
You might be wrong.
What happened?
I bet you worms. You think worms think it's a beautiful day?
Beautiful day. It's a spectacular day.
There's somebody, too. Which then maybe makes a robin think it's a beautiful day?
Because the worms probably don't think it's great. Don't they have to come out of the ground to keep from drowning? Isn't that how that works? Or
does
that make that up?
Yeah, but I feel like they like to come out. I don't know if that's true.
They like to come out and get eaten by a robin?
Well, I always thought worms looked happy when they were out. And maybe it's because I've never seen them underground.
Yeah. It's a good point.
You know, I guess I only see them above the ground.
Right, yeah, right. Do worms look happy when they're not underground? Okay, I'll put that on the poll. We'll let the people decide.
Okay, thank you, Jay.
Let the people decide.
I mean, I'm sure that's one of the first things people are like, man, what a kind of a crappy Monday. I wonder if worms look happy when they're not underground.
Did you hear the first word I said? I don't think you did because you threw your headphones on right as I said it.
Uh-oh.
My area over here is very discombobulated,
mm-hmm.
or very discombobulated.
Yeah.
And my computer monitor was all sideways, and I was like, what the
heck? Okay, really?
And I said, oh, geez, my computer monitor is all cattywampus. Not a word we use enough.
Yeah. Weather's cattywampus. It is a little bit discombobulated, but not probably cattywampus.
Yeah, I don't think it's cattywampus, but yeah, I would say it's confused.
Yeah, 54-degree rain with a wind advisory taken off at 8 o'clock this morning, 8 to 11, with 50-mile-an-hour wind gusts. That should be neat.
Yeah, that was the thing that I was looking the most forward to.
Was it? Yeah, they were thinking,
yeah,
gosh.
I was like, oh, this is a rainy day.
Happy Monday, baby.
I love rainy days. And then I was like, if it could only be windy. Ding, your wish is our command, Mr. James.
My boys are working early today, and so they, they're work out at the golf course. They're on their way to the golf course right now, probably locked into the radio. And I get a call from my youngest son, and he's looking for a pair of shoes. And I'm like, he's like, hey, man, that pair of shoes that you haven't worn for 3 years, do you know where they are? And I'm like, oh, my gosh, no pressure.
Yeah, sure I do.
Yeah, 5:45 in the morning. I'm sure they're exactly where I said they are. And then he goes, oh, yeah, Mom found them right there where you said they were. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Well, which is
what are the chances?
Probably the way it should be, right, because you haven't worn them.
We got,
so
sure.
You're like, oh, well, this is where they should be.
If I put them where they belong, yeah. Then yeah.
This is where they should be. That, boy, so people are going to golf today.
It seems like a great, great decision.
Huh.
Uh-huh. I got that, and I got a job offer on the Coyote Country text line today.
Ooh, please tell me.
Yeah.
I'm looking.
Yeah. Steve used to work for him selling knives door to door.
Ooh, which company?
I mean, I don't know that we need to say.
Well, I was just curious because if it's, I mean, I got a preference in the knife world.
Steve did it. What'd you say, Steve, for a month? Door to door knife salesman?
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine Steve going door to door to sell knives? By the way, not an easy job.
No, it's not.
I mean, kind of, you got to have some bravery there to just be knocking on people's doors and, hey, you want to buy a knife?
Yeah. Well, it was cutlery and other things too, but mainly, yeah.
And then you had to go do like a, what did you have to do? Like a presentation?
Yeah, they do 45-minute presentations for people and then they can buy products.
It seems like Steve's perfect job.
It does.
Yeah. I had a whole script and everything. It was not great.
I can imagine. So, Kevin, if you're interested, or I can text stop and they'll stop texting me.
Yeah, we could stop. I already have a knife dealer. I do.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I know what I'd be doing.
What would you be doing?
Oh, I guarantee you, I'd be plowing a field.
Hmm. Oh.
I'd be, just getting the crops ready.
Kevin James.
What do you think you would have been doing in 1889?
Telling you, hey, you're doing a great job plowing that field, Kevin.
Okay, very good. You would be my boss. That makes sense.
Yeah.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All right. Welcome, Kevin.
Oh, hello, Jay. So good to be back in studio after a week of coughing my head off. I'm surprised I still have a head.
You literally coughed it off.
That felt like it, yeah. Man. Gosh, it was rough. But you know what? Good news. Them gave me some drugs, and them drugs helped a lot. Feeling
seems
much
like
better.
It. Yeah.
Still got to cough a little bit, but fever's gone. All the nasty.
All the other bad stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Lingering cough. I got
you now. So that's good.
Uh-huh.
But this morning, Jay, because I had been working at home. My microphone was at home.
Right.
And
that works.
I normally have it just sitting right there on my desk where I'm not going to forget it. But I had some stuff to do yesterday on my computer, and I was like, God, this mic is in the way. So I just picked it up, and I sat it down on the floor on like in the corner where I don't see it at all, right?
That's a bad.
And
that's
you
bad.
Know what they say?
Mic in the corner. Little Jack Horner?
Yep. No. And then they also say, let's out of them. Sight, out of mind.
Oh, that's
so
a
I didn't think
one.
About it this morning, and I got in the car.
Mike at the corner, was, Little Jack Horner is a less popular saying.
I was coming to work, and I was actually, like, early, kind of driving around, and I thought, I'm going to maybe go get a coffee this morning.
Again, if Kevin realizes he's more than a few minutes early, he'll just drive around.
Absolutely.
As opposed to just coming to work.
Absolutely.
Like a normal person.
I will not come into work. I will drive around if I'm...
That is weird.
Because I like to listen to stuff or do whatever, get my mind right, man. Anyway, not important.
Get your mind
so
right,
I was like,
man.
Maybe I'm going to go grab coffee. And then I got a text from my friend Jay Daniels over here that said, hey, Kev, don't forget your mic. And I was like, oops, too late. Already forgot it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'll just turn around and go get it. So I didn't go get a coffee. Instead, I turned around and went home. Got my mic. Well, I get there. I got to bend over to get the mic, right? I could either sit in the office chair, spin to the side and grab it, or just try to reach over and grab the mic. And I thought, well, I can reach over and grab it, no problem. The only thing on my desk was my pills.
Right. Oh.
And as I bent over, in front of me, I have what they describe as a belly. And as I bent over, my belly hit the edge of my pills. And it then caused my pills to flip up in the air, off the desk, hit the chair, and do what pills do.
Scatter.
Spill time.
Surprise pill time.
We always say pill time here when it's time for me to take my pills.
Right.
That's one of Steve's favorite things. He's always like, pill time.
And it all started because we have the thing where we put Twitter polls up throughout the week, and then on Fridays we check the polls.
Pill time.
And it became pill time because Kevin has to take a lot of pills.
It's a fact.
I think that covers everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it just hit. And I mean, the good news is, guys, that Sunday night is when I fill the pills for the
Fill
week.
The pill.
So that was the whole thing was full.
Oh, man.
14 days of pills. And you've seen how many pills I take.
Yeah.
There's no shortage of them.
Did you just leave them or did you pick them up?
Oh, gee, I had to pick them up.
Oh, man.
I'm like, I cannot leave this.
No,
and then the problem is you got to reorganize it. Now, like 4 days stayed in completely.
Oh, nice.
And I'm like, well, that was not days, but four different spots stayed in completely. So I was like, God bless you, Thursday PM, with being all the pills in there. But then you have to go through and you have to sort through and make sure everything. So it became a 10-minute extravaganza at home, putting all my pills back in there. And
hence the reason you were 10 or 15 minutes late.
Then,
today.
Jay... Hilariously.
Still went and got a coffee.
I wish. God, I wish I would have.
Yeah.
I get up and I start to leave my room And I'm walking out to the car, and I'm like, dude, you don't have the mic.
Oh, my God.
Because, of course, I got so distracted with the pills. But we're
Hello.
Here. We have
my
a mic.
My name is Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Oh, man.
Yeah, from poll time to pill time to spill time. All over the place, like your pills, actually.
Yeah, they were everywhere.
Hi, Steve. How are you? Played.
I'm good, Jay. Good to be here. How are you doing?
I mean, I'm perfect compared to that. But,
okay,
yeah.
Well, that's good. So I got to ask, what are the odds of this? I was in Coeur d'Alene for a remote on Saturday.
Yep.
Yes.
And Make-A-Wish is very nice over at Riverstone Park.
Very nice.
And met some nice people.
Very
and,
nice.
Yeah. And one of those people was a guy who works for or is associated with Make-A-Wish.
Okay.
I talked to him a little bit. His name's Jacob. And on Sunday, I went to the, go to the movie Theatre. And as I'm leaving, who do I run into?
Same guy?
Same guy.
No way.
Wait, where at?
In the movie theater, in the mall.
Oh, okay. So you saw him at the theater?
Yeah. Well, not at the theater. I was
at the mall. Yeah, okay.
Exiting, and he was also exiting.
That's what in the world?
Very random.
Yeah, how super random is that? And then he goes, oh, hey, I didn't recognize. Well, first off, this guy is like almost 7 feet tall.
And you really? Didn't recognize him because there's a lot of almost 7 foot tall dudes walking around?
I guess. I don't know what was happening.
I don't know either.
All of a sudden, he goes, oh, hey. And I go, oh, wow. Long time no see. And then,
was he impressed by that comeback?
Yeah, I hope so.
How's the weather up there? We should have left him with that one. Yeah, that's always a good one.
I was thinking about it, but decided against it.
That's probably smart.
Mm. But what are the odds of that happening?
That's weird. Yeah, that's very random.
And I was taken aback and probably made such a weird face when he said, oh, hey.
And you didn't, I think it's hilarious, you didn't recognize the almost 7 foot man you had just met the day before.
Well, just the instant.
Yeah, just because you're not expecting it. Yeah.
Then I registered everything that was happening. And
he asked him if he was stalking you and all the
when
things.
When you say almost 7 feet tall, how tall do you think he really is?
I'm going to guess he's 6'1".
No, he was... He was much taller than that. He was at least 6'5". I think someone said he was 6'7".
Okay,
that's getting up there.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like a Jakob Larsson who used to play at Gonzaga.
Yeah. He might have been taller than 6'7", though, but he was very tall.
How was the Garfield movie?
Yeah. I actually was considering seeing that one.
What did you see?
I saw The Fall Guy.
Okay, well, at some point, I expect a movie review.
Yeah, me too. I'm interested in that movie.
Are you? Or are you just saying that?
No, I really am. I mean, it's Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling,
Their interviews and stuff I've seen have been very funny.
It looks pretty good. You know what?
They have a good chemistry together.
In the audio vault, we'll have a movie review from Steve. How about that?
Yes.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Can you still hear the radio?
We're not going to be able to hear you. You're just going to have to count to like 10 seconds and then, take the phone out or whatever. So we won't be able to hear you.
Kevin James.
I drive a truck. You want me to count? We'll try that.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, a little audio vault this morning here, and it's brought to you by Burke's Disaster Restoration. I don't know how much rain we got. I'd say about probably half an inch maybe yesterday, and still raining, going to continue to rain this morning. And I just saw now on TV where our buddy Mark Peterson said, I saw he was predicting, there's wind advisory starts at like 8 o'clock this morning.
Yes.
It's going to be gusty, gusty winds. He guessed, or at least it looked like he was guessing, around 3 o'clock this afternoon, 50 mile an hour wind gusts. Can't wait. Excited.
Baby.
Yeah.
Good news, though. Saturday, 91.
Ridiculous.
I mean, that's what it says. It's going to be 91 on Saturday.
I mean, come on, man.
Come on, bro.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, 55-degree rain to 91 in 4 days?
We'll welcome it, I guess.
Yeah. No choice. All right, well, let's do it. Steve saw a movie.
Time for a movie review.
Let's hear.
Movie review. Movie review. Do.
All right, Steve, hit it.
Tell us all about the film.
Oh, yes.
All about your theatrical experience.
Yes. It was lovely. Jay and Kevin?
Give us a setup of the movie.
Yeah, what's the movie about?
It's...
What movie did you see?
Well, yes, of course. I should tell you the name of this film.
Should. That would be the best, yeah.
The Fall Guy.
The Fall Guy. And you saw it on what day at what time?
I saw it yesterday.
Okay, matinee?
At 11:30.
So crazy that he is that the first showing?
Yeah.
Every time you do that, which is you've done that, I think maybe only two or three times that I'm aware of.
And yeah, that is the amount of times that I've done it.
I always forget they show movies in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I figure might as well go. I'm up anyway.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. And actually, well, yesterday I figured, oh, this is great because it'll be easy to find parking, all that stuff.
Well, you would think, yeah. I mean, most people are still at home.
Wait, where did you go?
Downtown.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
River Park Square.
Yeah, AMC. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, there was no parking.
Really?
At least where I was looking.
Wow.
So I just went to the parking garage.
That a boy. Good.
I eventually got sick and tired
of
driving
around. It's free parking on Sundays downtown, so... Getting a spot on the street is a rare occasion. Yeah, the parking garage is the way to go.
Yeah. I thought, though, that I was going to get lucky. Apparently,
so much. Nope. 0-for-1.
So that wasn't a great start, but that's okay.
Are you a guy who buys snacks then, or do you, like, bring your own, sneak in? Where are you at with this?
I was going snackless.
Okay. Oh, wow. Well, I mean, you probably just ate a huge breakfast at home. Why would you want popcorn?
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, I was actually thinking about I got hungry towards the end.
Mm.
It was a problem. But there was no going to get popcorn, like...
You're not the kind of person... You're not going during the movie.
No,
you didn't feel like you were hungry at the beginning. Okay, I'm with you.
You never use the app or the website RunPee?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, it's great, Steve.
Oh, you've talked about this before.
Yeah, RunPee is where you look up any movie, and it will tell you the best times... To go to the bathroom or, like, go grab food.
Yeah. Although I don't think I would still want to do that, though, because I would feel like I'm missing something.
No, I'm with you. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I'm not going to. Yeah, pay too much for it.
Oh, yeah. It's only when, you know, you absolutely need
right,
to do
yeah.
it, right? Like,
yeah.
It's like, okay, well,
it's
really
also one of those movies that are over 3 hours. How long was this movie?
This one was just under 3, I believe.
Just under 3 hours? That's got to be wrong. Now you're going to make me look it up. There's no way.
It was 2-something.
2 hours and 6 minutes.
No way.
And yeah, that guy was almost 7 feet tall. I see you. We're Captain Exaggeration over here.
Hold on.
You don't count the previews and the...
No, you do not.
Okay, yeah, it was just 2 hours and 5 minutes. All right.
Well, okay, so that's the first part of the review would be the fact that...
You thought it was 3 hours long.
It feels like it was 3 hours long.
Yeah, that's not
it
good.
It did seem longer than it was then, I guess, yeah.
Okay, well, that's not a glowing review. Again, a down-and-out stuntman must find the missing star of his ex-girlfriend's blockbuster film.
Yeah. So, Ryan Gosling was that guy, and then Emily Blunt was the director, producer.
Ex-girlfriend's blockbuster film? That's his ex-girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, well, I don't want to spoil anything.
Well, you don't have to tell us that much about it. Yeah. Just describe how much. Well, did you like it? Not like it? I mean, have you seen a movie review before? I don't know why we're confused.
No, I'm not confused.
Okay.
No, I thought it was good. I thought it was going to be better than it was. Kind of like The Notebook in that respect.
Oh. Wow.
So you got a Ryan Gosling
hate. That's what it is. It's Ryan Gosling hate. That's what it is, Kevin.
Is that the problem?
100% it. Yeah.
He's too good looking. That's the problem.
I mean, okay. I mean, that could be legit.
That happens. I mean, that does happen.
I didn't even realize it, but yeah. I guess
how was, I just blanked on her name. Hannah Waddingham.
You know, I didn't realize that she was in the movie, and then I was like, oh, that's her. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Well, I didn't even really know what she looked like.
Because you never watched Ted Lasso, so you...
Correct.
Okay, well, that helps. Yeah.
She was good, yeah. I would probably say...
She's apparently better than Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, I was going to say, rank them. Rank the 3 stars.
Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt, and Hannah Waddingham.
That's tough.
Well, they're not listening. They won't be offended.
Yeah, I don't think so. Hopefully not. Offended.
I mean, it does seem like Ryan Gosling is third.
It seems like it would be, yeah. He doesn't like Ryan Gosling. Gosling hate.
I do like Ryan Gosling.
Seems like it.
No, he was actually probably, was he the best?
He just cannot make a decision on it.
Tough to say.
oh my gosh.
To say.
Is it though?
No, okay. I would say, yeah. Okay, so him, then Emily, then Hannah Waddington.
Okay.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, how many, I don't know, what is Steve's ranking? Grapefruits? What is it? Orange sodas?
Well, I would normally say soda, you know, sodas or popcorns, but he doesn't have either one.
Yeah, he doesn't do that at the movie theater.
I could still do it. I mean, even if I didn't have it.
Half-drank bottles of water. I mean, I'm trying to think of things I've seen him use.
How many milk duds?
Milk duds.
Out of, but...
Out of seven?
So, I'm gonna say, let's give him 10 milk duds.
Okay, 10 milk duds.
10 milk duds would be the ultimate.
I would give it 7.5.
Well, that's pretty good. That would be happy with that movie.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed it. Uh-huh. I thought it was just going to be better.
Okay.
That's how fair. I feel about a lot of things, though.
You go in with your mindset that this is going to be great. I don't know. I would have relatively low expectations with that movie, Kevin. What would you have? Not because I think it would be bad. I'm just not expecting. I'm just going for some fun entertainment. It's Ryan Gosling.
I think I'm going in for a 7.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of action in it, which was exciting.
Yeah.
Although I think I kind of closed my eyes for a few moments here and there.
You closed your eyes?
The chairs are very comfortable, Jay.
Wait, so you fell asleep during the movie that you went to at 11:30 in the morning?
No. I didn't fall asleep.
You were afraid? What? You were tired. Why did you close your eyes? Because you were relaxed or because you were afraid because of the action? You said there's a lot of action, so you may have closed your eyes. Ah. I thought you were afraid.
How many other people were in the theater?
Probably...
4?
No, there was a nice little crowd.
Oh, really? Okay, good.
Maybe around 15? I don't know. It was 11:30 in the morning.
Did they laugh and enjoy it?
Kevin, this wasn't a laughing movie.
Oh, it's not funny?
Well, I mean, I guess there were some moments, but...
It says action, comedy, drama. So,
yeah, I was it supposed to be a comedy? Oh, no.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. And that's your audio vault for a Monday, June 3rd, 2024.
There was definitely action.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It is funny how these reports come out, and once it's on the internet, then it's true, right?
Of
like
course.
They just pass it around.
Facts
but
are facts.
McDonald's is just like, and Ronald has made this clear.
Kevin James.
If you don't know what you're talking about, shut up, or you're going to get a clown shoe in your mouth.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
To the text line.
So, Steve, how was the movie? Okay, now.
You want a review?
From the text line, I watched the Peanut Butter Falcon on Netflix. I highly recommend it.
I have heard that is good.
I don't know that movie.
Someone very intelligent, and I'm trying to remember who it was. You'd think that I would remember the few intelligent people I know. Told me that they loved that movie.
Really? Okay. The Peanut Butter Falcon. I'm unaware. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, maybe 2 years ago? Is that?
Maybe 2019, Kevin.
Okay, there we go. Well, 2 years.
Well, COVID years don't count.
It was the year before the pandemic. So, then 2 years, you take it off. I was basically right.
Did you watch a movie over the weekend, Kevin?
No, I did not watch any. I'm trying to think if I watched any television. I did not.
Wow. Okay.
Not a thing.
This off the text line, The Fall Guy was absolutely great. 9 out of 10.
Oh, wow. Okay.
9 out of 10 milk duds.
All right. Maybe I'm mistaken.
Well, I mean, you know, differing things. And also, Steve maybe admitted that he might have actually fallen asleep.
No. I did not.
You said.
I closed your eyes.
You said.
I closed my eyes.
You said, I might have fallen asleep.
No. No falling asleep. Close my eye. Well, yeah.
I mean, what does that mean to close your eyes during a movie?
I just wasn't watching it.
What the heck? I don't understand.
I was listening.
Yeah. I mean, I do that here sometimes at work. Like, I'll just be like, God, the lights are bothering me, whatever. And I'll close my eyes and I'll just listen to you guys and keep talking. My eyes are closed right now. But I'm engaging with it. But do you feel like you were engaging with the movie?
No.
Okay.
No.
I mean, it was a good movie. And I might have missed some things. So
very fair.
Yeah. Now I feel bad.
What are some good door-to-door salesman ideas? Like a guy with a ladder and a duster for cleaning ceilings?
Oh, yeah. Boy, that would be, you know, like a on-the-spot type thing. You just, hello? And you answer the door, and there's a guy like, hey, I'm going around the neighborhood today. I've got a ladder, and I'll clean your
like ceiling,
ceiling fans.
Fan.
I'll change the battery up there.
Right,
and the,
replace any light bulbs.
Really high. $50. Oh. I mean, you're
You could be high guy.
Doing it.
You could be high guy. That could be your name. The high guy.
Yes.
That might be mean different things to different people, but...
And even if he was, I wouldn't care. Like, just get up there and change it, bud.
Yeah. The high guy. That's it. That's that. There you go, sir. There's your business opportunity.
Actually a really good idea.
Yeah. And
because there's so many things that when they come to your door, you're just not interested. That is the one where you'd be like, you know what?
Yeah, you start thinking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, actually, I will. I'll have you do that.
I'm not answering the door for that guy.
You're not answering the door for anybody, though, are you?
Correct.
Kevin, if you get a knock on the door and you're not expecting anybody, do you answer the door?
Not usually, no. I mean, I go look through the little peephole. Well, first of all, I do this. Shh, everybody quiet.
That's so true.
Then I go over to the door.
I saw a comedian talking about
peephole.
That.
I'm like,
Did you ever see that bit? The comedian's like, you know, back in the, you know, 70s, 80s, whatever it was, you know, somebody would knock on the door
yes.
and you would, people would race to the door. It was
absolutely
exciting. We've got company. Company's here. Come on in. I'll put on a pot of coffee.
Not now.
Just so welcoming and exciting for everything. Now you're like, hit the ground. Shh. don't stand up. They might see the motion. How long do we have to wait? Oh, they're knocking it. They knocked a second time.
Yep.
I mean, then there's that guy.
Man, I had the guy
the
other
day. Oh, the second time knock. I'm not coming to the door.
Couple
I think
weeks
that you
ago,
should say.
He wouldn't go away.
I'm not coming to the door.
Well, then he knows you're in there. It's a
well,
whole thing.
Well, you've made it. You know what? You've made it known. You can knock all you want. I'm not answering.
And I looked outside and I saw the dreaded thing. A man standing there, and I recognized the guy.
Oh, no.
Because he had been at our house once before for a roommate of mine who he was serving some papers to.
Oh, wow.
And he's a listener. Such a nice guy. And I saw him knocking, and I thought, God, okay, it's probably papers for this guy again. I'm
oh,
like,
no, man.
So I opened the door.
You opened
and
the door?
Like, yeah, I did, Jay, because he wasn't going away. He's serving papers.
He's very, very persistent.
He's good at his job.
Yeah.
And so I recognized him and I knew he was nice. And so I was like, well, whatever. Opened the door and he's like, hey, Kev.
Oh,
and I was like,
no,
how are you, man? And he goes, well, bad news. I got him for you today. I go, no. I thought I had my life together, so stuff like this would never happen again. He's like, yeah, man, it happens to the best of them.
Oh, no.
And then he's like, love your show. He was still being really nice about it. But I was like, yeah. Opened it up. Sure enough, some $300 bill to some medical place that I thought I paid and I hadn't paid. I don't
Are
know.
Are they serving papers for that?
Oh, yeah, Jay. They take you to court, and now it's $800.
Oh, man. You're lucky. What a good day. You all right?
It's great. I mean, I haven't paid it yet. I don't know. I'm going to wait till they show up again.